Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wasn't around as much yesterday, so there was a little bit less went out, but I still did do a live stream last night and put out three podcasts, so not bad, I think you would perhaps agree. I want to talk a little bit about Boris Johnson. Yeah, lying Boris Johnson and the lies that lying Boris Johnson tells. Except I'm not going to go with the narrative that you heard yesterday, you know, the this inquisition at Westminster with Harriet Harman leading the charge on the other side, suggesting that he knew this, that and the other about lockdowns, but he still went ahead and broke the rules. Well, so much to say in this one. For starters, everyone should have broken the rules. So there's the first point. And nobody should have paid any attention to the so-called rules or the guidelines. I certainly didn't. And I think that whenever we look back at, you know, 3 years ago, this is what has happened. The healthy thing was to show a complete disregard for what people like Johnson and the rest of the COVID mafia around him were saying. We should have completely ignored them. That's the first thing. Therefore, on that basis, it's very hard to criticize someone for breaking the rules or the guidelines. Johnson clearly did. He clearly knew that he did. Yesterday was an exercise in sort of wriggling around, finding linguistical evasions and all the rest of it. But there's other questions I'd like to know with regard to Boris Johnson and the truth. Like, for example, did Boris Johnson actually have COVID? Oh, David, how can you say that? We saw him. We saw him being taken into the hospital. Remember, he was seriously ill. Our beloved Prime Minister was at death's door. What was he? I saw it on TV, David. It must be true. Yeah, but I've seen Jurassic Park on TV. That doesn't mean that dinosaurs walk the earth. You suggesting that it was all a setup? David, is that what you're saying? Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am saying it was a setup. Like so much that happened back then so quickly, I think Johnson's rushed into hospital and it was all just part of the inculcation of fear mechanisms, which they deployed at different levels across our society. So I think Boris Johnson didn't have COVID. So if he says that he did, then I would suggest that that could potentially be a lie as well. When Boris Johnson told us that the vaccines were safe and effective, how did he know? What was the evidence? Oh, you mean he didn't have all the data at hand, but he just thought he would tell us anyway. So potentially millions of people may have been persuaded into taking the clot shots on the basis of what he thought rather than what he knew. So what does that make Boris Johnson? And, you know, things like the vaccine passports that Boris Johnson pushed on society, and people were basically, people like you, people like me, we're being told that we are basically pariahs because, you know, we won't accept papers, please. That was a policy that Boris Johnson pushed. What difference would it have made to anything? Nothing. We now know the truth about all these things. The truth that we said at the time, the vaccines don't work. The vaccine passports are a means of control. We told you all this back then. And all that's happened is eventually, after all these years, you know, we're seeing the truth emerge. We don't want certain truths to emerge. So instead, we get all these circuitous arguments. Did he know he was at a party or did he not know he was at a party? I don't care. I honestly don't care. Yes, David, but he made the rules, so that would make him a hypocrite. But we know he's a hypocrite. Surely to God, you don't need Boris Johnson to be convicted of duplicity over him not following the rules that he put in place to conclude that he's a hypocrite and a man not to be trusted. I mean, if you want evidence of that, ask his first couple of wives if he's a man that could be trusted. Clearly not. I think that, you know, people watch this theatre, and that's what it is, and it's all going to be now a couple of weeks. I think we've got to wait until this committee comes back with what will be some compromise punishment for Johnson. It won't trigger a by-election, I believe. So it's going to be, he will get his knuckles wrapped, but he still remains potentially a political force. And another example and a reminder of just how dreadful this Conservative Party is. So as I said, we're getting so much about this and about, did Boris lie? Well, of course Boris lied. Boris always lies. That's his modus operandi. Oh, but he's got this kind of neo-Churchillian thing that he does, and he does like to bring his classical references into the speeches. So what? I don't care. I'm not interested in Boris Johnson's grasp of the classics. I'm not interested in that. I'm more interested in Boris Johnson's grasp of, for example, vaccines, and Boris Johnson's grasp on, for example, PCR tests, and Boris Johnson's grasp on, say, midazolam. Those are the things I'm interested in. And that's before we get near Ukraine. I'm not even going to touch on this one in this particular podcast. But Johnson is an untrustworthy character to the core. The only thing that's even worse than that is that the guy who succeeded him, Spivvy Sunak, is every bit as untrustworthy. It's almost like these are the people that politics attracts, isn't it? Thanks for listening.